You're listening to Leadership Podcast, a series of short, insightful discussions with experts in the field of volunteer leadership. Brought to you by the AREA Center for Leadership Development, your interviewer is Elaine LaChapelle.
I'm speaking with Peggy Grahl, the Change Coach with Peggy Grahl and Associates, and today we're speaking about managing change. So Peggy, I have to say probably most of us would agree that we in some way resist change, maybe at varying degrees, but why would you say so many of us do resist change?
Well, I think it's fear. It's that fear factor. We resist the unknown. You know, we always talk about the devil you know being better than the devil you don't know. And so although our circumstances currently might not be perfect, maybe our job isn't perfect, maybe the way the team's working isn't great, but at least we know what that's about. And if we look to really changing, it's going to require something of us. And so that kind of fear of the unknown, fear of what it will mean, what's it going to mean for me to make change? What am I going to have to do in order to make this change happen? And a lot of people, I think, feel like maybe I won't be able to. That fear is rooted in maybe I won't be able to. I know certainly leaders will talk about that. You know, if I try to take this team out into new territory, maybe I won't be able to. Maybe I won't be able to lead that change. And then the team themselves, there's fear factors around you know, maybe I won't be able to make the change like everybody else. Maybe what they're going to ask of me is something I just can't do. And so I think there's fear around it. I think past experiences also impact. Mm-hmm. You know, if they tried this before, you know, the proverbial January, if we're in January now, diet that we all go on in January. You know, we tried it before. It didn't work before. And so there's that feeling of I'm doomed before I even get started. Not sure if it's worth the effort because, after all, I had this past experience that wasn't great with this particular change. So I think we resisted for a lot of different reasons, but those are two of the big ones.
Mm-hmm. And you can understand that if you've had some past experiences that have not led to great change. Mm-hmm. And some of the change, of course, is imposed upon us. We may not choose to have. I would imagine that has some impact on it as well.
Absolutely. If it's a change that we don't believe in, you know, maybe it's a change that our leader has decided or the company has decided or the government, heaven forbid, has decided that we now have to make these changes and we just don't agree. We don't believe in them. And it's really can be hard and challenging to get behind a change. Especially the fact that it requires all this energy and time and effort and commitment and all that. And if you don't even really agree with it, it can be difficult, which is something for leaders to really remember if they're going to try to launch a group into any significant change, is to involve the group from the very beginning as much as is possible, because people will be bought in to a bigger degree if they feel like they've had some input into the change.
Well, let's talk more about that then, the role of the leader in managing change and helping people to overcome those fears. You've mentioned one is involving them as early, I guess, in the process. What are some others?
Absolutely. Involving them early. Now, always or often, changes require both those things that we are in control of and the things that we are not in control of. If the government or, you know, finances impose something in a company, an organization, and you have to make a change because of that, well, some of those pieces of that you're not in control of. And so there's not a lot you can involve people. We can't really ask people what they think or what they would like if there's no choice there for them. In fact, don't do that. It just really ticks people off. But for the parts of it that you are in control of, so we have to do A. How are we going to do A? If A is what we have to do, the how are we going to do it is almost always within the control of the group. So to start involving a group early in the how are we going to do this? If we must raise our sales by 25% or we must increase our membership by X amount, that's the what. But the how we go about doing that is something that people in the your team and your organization can get involved with really early on. So starting to catch people's attention early on. Starting also to make sure that you have a vision for what this change is really about. Often people will struggle because they're not really sure where the leader's going with this. They're not really sure exactly what they're supposed to be changing. They may understand the vision at a corporate level or at a kind of a senior level or even a nebulous level that somehow, you know, the change is this organization's supposed to get bigger, better, whatever. But it's so undefined that they don't know what it means for them. So I think leaders need to help people make sense of that change. They need to help them think about, talk about, play with, what does this change mean for me? What does it mean I'm going to have to do differently, think differently, feel differently about things? So I think when leaders give people the opportunity to really talk about that, now people begin to start taking on and putting on the change, trying it on. So I think that's one thing that leaders can do early on.
That's good and very practical, something that is something everyone can do. I think one of the things leaders fear, when you talk about fear, is dealing with some of the emotions that come with change and the resistance to change. Is there any advice for leaders when it's not such a practical decision, but maybe a more emotional one they have to deal with?
And change is messy, and it is emotional. And so my first suggestion would be to, both for yourself as a leader and for your people, to normalize that. And by that I mean it is normal to have messy emotions during change. I often say if you're not upset, you're not changing much. And if your group is not upset, you're not changing much. Because along with change, change will throw us onto the learning curve. In order to do something different today than we did it before, we have to usually learn some new skills. We have to push ourselves into places we haven't been before. So it gets messy. We have a lot of emotional reactions. So I think for leaders to understand that from the beginning, to recognize that this is not going to be a smooth sail. This is going to be a bumpy road. That when people start being, you know, angry and upset and worried and give pushback and show resistance, that to expect that. So for the leader, it's going to be a lot easier if they expect those things than if they assume this is just going to launch right out and everything's going to be smooth sailing, and then realize people are upset. So they can normalize it for themselves and normalize it for their people. Talk about it. Talk about, you know, what are we likely to feel as we start to look at this audacious goal that we have set for ourselves? You know, what is that like for you? What does it, you know, what does it make you feel, and how do you respond? Then people can start to think that these emotions are natural, they're normal. We don't have to get worried that we're, you know, that we're upset about this. We can just take it, figure out what we need to do about that. Mm-hmm. So I think that's one of the keys. The other key, I think, for leaders, and I always talk about the mile in the middle. You know, it's after you leave the safe shores of how things have been and you are not yet to where you are going, you've got that mile in the middle where people are afraid, they're discouraged, it's not so exciting anymore because, you know, it's not the new, exciting, shiny thing anymore. It's really hard and you're in that hard work and they can't yet feel like they're about to accomplish this. So I think in the mile in the middle, it's holding the hope. I think leadership is a lot about hope. And it's and so when people are in that discouraging place, when it's getting hard and they're really having to changes, it's meeting them in their hearts, and they really have to make behavioral changes that are hard, I think leaders can hold out the hope that there is going to be a new day. Mm-hmm. It's not always going to be this hard. The mile in the middle is characterized by feeling that it's this is overwhelming, that we're not going to get there, this is not going to work, it's not smooth. But I think if leaders can keep holding out the hope, not false hope, but holding out the image of where we're going, that reminder of where we're going, of why we started out in the first place, where we're going, what we're trying to achieve here, and some encouragement of we can do it, you know, yes we can, we can do it. I think that's a huge piece of leadership during difficult change.
Excellent, excellent, and good advice. I know we've just sort of hit the top of things. Mm-hmm. Is there some place people can get a little more information on managing change?
Absolutely. They can go to the website. It's justchangeit.com, so justchangeit.com. And if they want to sign up for my monthly article called Change Bites, it comes out. It's on some aspect of making change. If they sign up for that, they'll get a free download booklet called 19 Hopeful Hints for Managing the Big Fat Changes at Work.
Sounds interesting.
Yeah, it's fun.
Well, thank you so much, Peggy. I've been speaking with Peggy Grawl. She's the Change Coach with Peggy Grawl and Associates. Thanks so much.
My pleasure.
You've been listening to Leadership Podcast. To subscribe to this podcast, go to ARIA.com/leadership.